Time for the Elkhorn Archives on WEOL, presented by Eco Tree Services. Eco Tree is owned by second-generation family arborists, so make them your complete tree care company. Learn more online at ecotreeservices.com. I'm Bruce Van Dyke. Joining us for the Elkhorn Archives, Tim Elkhorn. And I guess we sort of have somewhat of a Super Bowl archive for tonight. There's a connection here, right?
Oh, that's super, Bruce. Yes. Well, this being Super Bowl weekend, and for the second consecutive year, Lorain County is represented in the Super Bowl by Anthony Hitchens. Great player at Clearview High School, went on to Iowa and had an outstanding career with the Hawkeyes, and then, of course, drafted by the Dallas Cowboys and signed with Kansas City a few years back as a free agent. And he has had an extraordinary NFL career with the Cowboys and now the Chiefs. And so with Anthony Hitchens representing Lorain County in the Super Bowl this weekend, I thought it would be fun to go back and take a look at Anthony Hitchens' final game ever as a Clearview Clipper. And not as a football player, but as a basketball player, because Anthony Hitchens was a terrific high school basketball player for John Sally at Clearview High School. So this is a Sweet 16 regional semifinal from March of 2010. Clearview will lose the game in overtime, so it's a disappointing end, but I thought it would be fun to hear some Anthony Hitchens highlights and remember how well he represented and still does represent Clearview High School. So it's a regional semifinal from March of 2010. Clearview at 21-2 on the year. They had had a tremendous season under John Sally, taking on a Salina team that comes into the ball game at 15-8. Clearview had rolled through tournament basketball back in Lorain County. Well, technically in Westlake, they had moved up to Division II during this season. They had been a D3 team for a long time, but Clearview moved up to D2, and in the D2 tournament, they really took care of business, beating Bay, Vermilion, and Rocky River to advance to this regional semifinal. And Bruce, you know, I love regional basketball. Everything picks up a little bit, and it certainly did that night in Bowling Green. We were at BG for the regional semi between the Clippers and Salina High School. So let's get right to the highlights. And by the way, Bruce, great big thank you to you for digging up these highlights from a little less than 11 years ago. And also, I got to send a shout out to my great buddy at the Chronicle, Tim Gebhardt. Tim dug into his archives and sent me the article of the game, because I have my score sheet, but I wanted to remember a few more things. So, Tim Gebhardt, a great big thank you to you for sending me over the article. So, here we go. It's Salina at 15-8, Clearview at 21-2, and both teams got off to a good start. There were a lot of points in that first quarter of play, and here's the very first points of the ball game and an Anthony Hitchens reference.
7:03 to go, first quarter. We are scoreless here at Anderson Arena. Tim Elkhorn joined by Gary Pelter. Gary brought us up a couple of hot dogs. We have no idea when we will be able to eat the hot dogs, but Gary, I appreciate that.
We look like you were withering away a little bit here up here, and I know I am.
It's hot up here.
Yeah.
Out front for Clearview, Kyle Boffman. Boffman on the right sideline. Boffman on the right-hand dribble. Out front to Anthony Hitchens. Hitchens back on the right side to Boffman. May have gotten away with a walk. Right back to Hitchens. Hitchens to the free throw line. Backs up, shoots, and hits! Anthony Hitchens with the game's first 2 points.
Yeah, Anthony Hitchens put Clearview on the board. He had had an outstanding season for John Sally's club. Came into the ballgame averaging 15.5 points per contest. And then a little bit later on in that first quarter of play, another senior, Kyle Boffman, would hit one from downtown for the Clippers.
Boffman, guarded by Waterman, lob out front to Tony Williams. 5'11 senior, back to Boffman, a long three, right there! Kyle Boffman drills the three ball.
So Boffman's three ball got the Clearview offense going a little bit. Anthony Hitchens, I guess this was a sign of things to come. Of course, he excels on the defensive side of the ball in his football career. Well, here, Anthony Hitchens with a great defensive play for the Clearview Clippers on the hardwood.
Clearview with the basketball, trailing 11-7. 4:05 to go first quarter here at Anderson Arena. Boffman, left wing Williams, shoots a three. Off the rim, no good. Rebound grabbed by Salinas. Nate Benn, his pass stolen by Hitchens. What a steal by Anthony. Drives, and he missed the shot, but got fouled. So Anthony Hitchens will shoot two. First foul of the ball game against Salina. You can hear the reaction of their crowd. They didn't like it.
Hitchens with a great steal there. Took it right back to the basket. I think I don't think he expected the defense from Salina to react quite as quickly as they did. Took him a little bit off his shot, but he still drew the foul.
Hitchens hits the first free throw. Anthony Hitchens, of course, heading to Iowa to play college football next year. He'll be playing safety in that Hawkeye secondary. And right now, his primary focus is on high school basketball for Clearview. Hitchens second toss right there. So Anthony Hitchens makes it an 11-9 ball game, 3:50 to go, first quarter.
And then Hitchens would repeat the feat. Another steal or interception, shall we say. Anthony Hitchens with a steal and a bucket for the Clippers later on in that first.
Kanapke, his pass stolen by Hitchens. How many steals for Anthony? Heads to the forecourt. Down the lane. Bank shot. Good, and we're tied. 14-14. Hitchens with 9 points here in the opening quarter.
Yeah, he had gotten Clearview off to a great start with that 9-point first period. And then you've heard in a couple of highlights the reference to Tony Williams, another senior on this Clearview team, 5'11 guard, averaged over 11 points per ball game, and he would also have a steal and a bucket for the Clippers.
Into the forecourt come the Salina Bulldogs. Benn right wing three, way off. Rebound grabbed on the end line by LaRue. He got his pocket picked by Tony Williams. Williams heads to the forecourt, run in the lane, bank shot, good. Tony Williams ties this game at 16.
So Clearview off to that good start. Salina would add a free throw late in the first quarter of play. So Salina led by one at the end of one, 17-16. But Clearview put together a terrific second quarter of play. And once again, the guy we're somewhat honoring tonight with this archive show, Anthony Hitchens, with a big putback basket for the Clips.
Benn, right of the lane, into the lane, put the shot off the glass, no good. Rebound Hitchens, throws it down the floor to Owens. Owens ahead of the pack, being chased, laid it up and in. Colin Owens gives Clearview a 21-19 lead. First lead for the Clippers in a while.
Yeah, Hitchens actually with the rebound at the defensive end, and then he found Owen for the bucket down the floor. A little bit later on in that second quarter of play, Tony Williams was going to dial up long distance for the Clippers.
Boffman at the top of the key, right side, Williams shoots a three. Swish! Tony Williams, nothing but net. Well, he just casually put that one up there. 24-19, Clearview now by five.
So the Clippers had a little bit of breathing room, that five-point lead in the second quarter, but they weren't done hitting from downtown as a little bit later on in that second period of play. Colin Watson came off John Sally's bench and knocked in a long ball.
Hitchens stutter steps right of the lane, in the corner to Watson, a three, right there! Colin Watson drains the three. Clearview with their biggest lead, 27-20.
Well, Clearview would close out the quarter with a six-point lead at the half, 29-23. So things were looking good for the Clippers. Up six at the half, they had some balanced offense, things were going well. But the second half of play, things didn't go well for the Clearview Clippers. They had scored 16 in the first, 13 in the second, but they were held to only 10 points in the third quarter of play, although the period did end on a very high note for Clearview.
Clearview against full court pressure. Boffman gets the inbounds pass right back to Hitchens. Hitchens shy of the timeline. Hitchens now steps into the forecourt. Clock at seven. Hitchens out front against Benn. Hitchens splits a double team into the lane. Off on the right side. The three by Williams. It's good at the buzzer! Williams hit the three at the buzzer! 39-33. The Clippers by six at the end of three.
And so they took that six-point lead into the fourth quarter. I mentioned they had only scored 10 in the third, but they held Salina to 10 in the third. So their halftime lead of six stayed the same at the end of three. They were up 6, 39-33 as we went to the fourth quarter of play. And early in that fourth quarter, Anthony Hitchens, once again off a steal, would give Clearview an 8-point lead.
Tony Williams with a big-time 3-point shot to save the day for Clearview at the end of the third quarter. And the Clippers lead is 6 as we start the fourth. Tim Elkhorn along with Gary Pelter. And Hitchens with another steal. Hitchens heads to the other end. Anthony drives and scores. Hitchens makes it 41-33 Clearview.
And that was only 30 seconds into the fourth quarter of play. So Clearview with an 8-point lead early in the fourth, and then they simply went ice cold. The Clippers went 6 minutes without scoring another point, and the Bulldogs from Salina just started chipping away. But Clearview hanging in there, and you've heard the name Kyle Bachman. Boy, Bachman came up with a big play late in the ball game for the Clippers.
Bachman against Ben. Bachman, right of the lane. Down the lane. Bank shot. Good. Oh, what a shot by Kyle Bachman. 43-39. Clippers by 4 with a minute and a half to go. Hitchens almost had the steal. Ben on the right side to Mader. Threw it down low. Shot blocked. Oh, and a nasty collision under the hoop and hitting the deck hard. Was Homan, I believe, for Salina. It was LaRue, and the foul called on Clearview.
So a couple of things about that highlight. That Bachman bucket was the only other field goal in the fourth quarter for Clearview. We heard the Hitchens steal early, then they get the bucket 6 minutes later by Bachman. It gives them the 4-point lead, them being Clearview at 43-39. And you heard in the highlight there, Hitchens almost had the steal. And I look back on that game, I can still remember it. And driving home, we thought, boy, if Hitchens had been able to get that steal, perhaps Clearview goes up 6, maybe 7, and seals the game. But instead, he came up just a bit shy, and it was Salina that was able to close out regulation with the tie game. But we're still not done with our fourth quarter highlights. We had a big, big play with 7 seconds to go in the ballgame.
So here we go. Salina will go the full 94 feet. Darren Waterman to inbound for the Bulldogs. Waterman looking. He looks long and now bounces it in to Scott Mader. Mader in the backcourt against Colin Watson. Mader at the half-court line now steps into the forecourt. Clock at 32. Mader down the right side to Waterman. Waterman holding the basketball. Bounce out front to Ben. Ben off on the left side to John Homan. Homan back in the middle to Waterman. Clock at 22. Waterman holding the basketball. Gave it back to Mader. Mader with 18 on the clock against Watson. Mader out front to Waterman. Darren Waterman averages 18.6 per game. Matched up against Hitchens. Waterman with 10. Waterman running the lane. Dry scoops and a whistle and a foul. And it's a charging call against Waterman. Clearview will have 7.6 seconds left. The charge was called on Waterman. And now Clearview will call time.
So we're tied at 43. Clearview with 7 seconds on the clock has a chance to win the ball game, and it just didn't happen. We'll hear the end of regulation right here. It was Kyle Bachman who would put the shot up as the buzzer sounded to close out regulation. He would miss it off the rim, and we were going to go to overtime. So here's Bachman with the miss at the end of regulation.
We are tied at 43. Watson will be the trigger man. Gets it into Bachman. Bachman comes up the right side against Ben. Clock at 3. Bachman on the right wing. Bachman stops, shoots, short. We're going to overtime. 43-43. We're going to play more basketball here at Anderson Arena.
So indeed, we would go to the overtime. But again, you could kind of see where Clearview, their offense had just gone downhill throughout the ball game. 16 in the first, 13 in the second, 10 in the third, only 4 points in the fourth quarter of play for the Clippers. So we're 43-43 as we go to the overtime. And Clearview would get a big play in that overtime period, but it would turn out to be their only points in the OT. Bachman with a steal and Hitchens with a score.
Bachman out front with 1:45 left in overtime. Baughman, right of the lane, right corner, Owens a three. Off the rim, no good. Rebound grab. And then Baughman with the steal for Clearview. Baughman underneath, laid up and into Hitchens. Hitchens makes it 48-45 with a minute and a half to go in the overtime.
So Clearview had pulled to within three at 48-45. But then at the other end of the floor, there was a foul called on Salina. And a little bit of frustration from Clearview. They also picked up a technical foul, and Salina would hit their free throws and also get possession of the ball, and they would pretty much close it out from there. Salina would win in overtime, 54-45. So Clearview's a great season would come to an end as they would finish up at 21-3. Salina would advance to the regional final that Saturday afternoon to face Port Clinton. Port Clinton would win that game in the regional final. In fact, Port Clinton would advance all the way to the state championship game before falling to Dayton Dunbar in the state final. But a great run by Clearview. But Bruce, as I mentioned, their offense started off great with that 16-point first quarter, and it just went downhill from there, especially in the overtime. Here's a little bit of a montage of how things went in that extra session.
Baughman, left of the lane, hands the ball off to Tony Williams. Williams into the lane. Williams spins left of the lane. Got his shot blocked by Holman. What a block by Holman. Into the lane, right side Watson, a three. Off the back of the rim, no good. Rebound Arnosky for the Clippers. Back out front to Hitchens. Anthony Hitchens leads all scorers with 17. Down the lane, bank shot, no, and they'll call the charge on Anthony Hitchens. Hitchens bounces it down low. Arnosky wide open. Missed a layup. Arnosky got it back and got fouled as he went back up. Colin Watson has fouled out for Clearview. Gary, Clearview has 4 points since halftime.
Yeah, it was just that type of second half for the Clippers. It was like there was a lid on that basket, and they would go home very disappointed after that regional semi-loss. But, Bruce, as I said at the outset, I wanted to kind of honor Anthony Hitchens. This would be the final game he would ever play as a Clearview Clipper. He did not participate in spring sports, and as I mentioned at the top of the show, and then during one of the highlights there, he was heading to Iowa to play college football for the Hawkeyes. And by the way, an interesting note there, he was recruited to Iowa by Phil Parker, and longtime Lorain County High School football fans should remember the name Phil Parker. He was an outstanding player at Amherst in the early 80s, and Phil had a great college career of his own. He's now in the coaching ranks. I think he's still at Iowa, but he had that Lorain County connection, so it was Phil Parker that recruited Anthony Hitchens up to Iowa. And as we mentioned earlier, the story is well known from there, drafted by the Cowboys and now with the Chiefs and playing in his second straight Super Bowl. But, boy, he was a terrific high school basketball player as well. Hitchens, that night in Bowling Green against Salina, had a 19.8 rebound, 7-steal game for the Clearview Clippers, but it wasn't quite enough. But I remember that game well, and it's a fun one to look back on.
He was a Golden Helmet Award winner, right? That's how he got it on the cover of our Forecast magazine that next fall.
That's true. That's true. And I know there's a pile of those Forecast magazines at WEOL. One of these days when Anthony gets back home to Lorain County, we're going to have him autograph one of those. And
one? Why just one? Why just one? I see a little cottage industry developing here. We got a lot of Forecast magazines.
Well, it's interesting. I was thinking about the doing this week's show and the Super Bowl and Anthony Hitchens, and so I'm glad we did this show, even though it was a disappointing loss for Clearview. But, boy, Bruce, I was thinking about all the great athletes, professional athletes, that I had the honor and privilege of calling at WEOL. If the Elkhorn Archive had been around much longer than this, I just think about NFL players, Matt Wilhelm, of course, from Elyria Catholic, and just great basketball players that I've seen, and we could have a lot of fun going back through my old sheets and my old football charts, because there's a lot of guys who we had the privilege, really, of calling on WEOL that really went on and had great careers beyond high school.
Right. In regular jobs and have families. That's how old these magazines are after a while. So don't want to get into that.
That's true. But again, I know that was a tough loss for Clearview, so I didn't mean to bring up a bad memory tonight, but it was a special team. It really was. That was a great team. John was in his 19th year as the head coach of Clearview at that time, and he knew he had a real special club. He really pushed this team, and they just went stone cold in that second half. And believe me, there are times you have to give credit to the other team as well, and Salina really did buckle down and play some tight defense in that second half and in the overtime.
Does that March 18th date mean anything else to you, by the way? Does it at all?
Yes, I believe it's my daughter's birthday.
Yes, you did mention it during the ball game. I didn't keep the clip, but it was her Sweet 16, I believe it was. So you kind of were giving her a Sweet 16 birthday wish on the radio as well. So.
Well, for a daughter that was born in tournament time, I'll have to say there's probably many nights that I was probably calling a basketball game on her birthday. So, yes, our sweet Alyssa. She was 16 on March 18th of 2010. Yeah. Good Lord.
Yeah. March 18th, 2010, Clearview and Salina in some regional basketball. That's our Alcorn Archive today, brought to you by EcoTree Services. I'm Bruce Van Dyke for Tim Alcorn on WEOL.